Okay, the Yom Tov of Purim has an anomaly to it in that its date is not as kavua as most Yom Tovim are. It's very unique amongst the holidays, and it's very evident in the very first Mishnah of Maseches Megillah. There are separate days that it's celebrated on depending on what city you live in, and then if you don't even live in a city, you live in a tiny village, and you may even need to read the Megillah earlier, so the celebration begins a little bit earlier. But of course, you know, those in walled cities celebrate on the 15th day of Adar, those in unwalled cities celebrate on the 14th day of Adar, and that's something that's fairly well known. You know, as we mentioned, you don't have to get very far in Maseches Megillah to realize that. But there's another much more subtle anomaly in the date that's chosen to celebrate Purim. The Megillah tells us that we celebrate on these days that these are the Yamim Asher Nachu Bahem HaYehudim Me'ayveihem, the days that the Jewish people rested from their enemies. So we celebrate on these days because we rested from our enemies. Meaning, it's a profound statement, meaning the war was won not on the 14th day of Adar, it was won on the 13th day of Adar. And in Shushan, it wasn't won on the 15th, it was won on the 14th. But the celebration doesn't happen on the day that the miracle occurred, on the day that the anxiety, the challenge, and the overcoming of the challenge happened. We don't do that with Purim. We do that with pretty much every other holiday. On the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we celebrate Pesach. It makes sense that when you're going to celebrate an event, you're going to celebrate on the day of the event itself. But on Purim, we don't do that. We don't celebrate on the day of the miracle. We celebrate the day after the miracle. The Manos Halevi raises this point. You know, Manos Halevi, most people only know one line in the whole Manos Halevi, that the Manos Halevi says that Shalach Manos is to create Ava Vireus, etc. But the Manos Halevi wrote other things also in the Sefer Manos Halevi, Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, and he asks, why is it that we treat Purim differently than every other holiday? We celebrate Pesach on the day we left Mitzrayim. Shvi Shal Pesach is the day that we actually experienced Kriyas Yamsuf. Chanukah on the day that we were actually victorious. Why is Purim on the day after? What is it about the day after? Second, the mitzvos hayom of Purim are also a little bit perplexing. Reading the Megillah is a very fine way to celebrate the Yom Tov. You know, if you imagine you were in a room where they were deciding, you know, we have to make a holiday. Esther said, Kisvuni Ledoros, we're going to make this Megillah. So we listen to Esther and we're making this Megillah. Now we have to figure out, okay, how are we going to celebrate the holiday every year? What are we going to do to show that this is a really great celebration? This is something worthy of celebrating. I know, we'll read the story of the Megillah. You know, someone raised their hand, we'll read the story of Purim. Great idea, that's an excellent way to celebrate. Let everyone know why we're celebrating. Do it in a public way, read the whole story. What better way to celebrate a miracle than to read the story of the miracle itself? Someone else raised their hand and says, oh, we'll have a Seuda, because we're Jewish, and that's what Jews do when we celebrate. We always have a Seuda, we always eat. Great, you're right, we are Jewish, in fact, that is what Jews do. That makes a lot of sense. The difficult mitzvahs to understand are the others. Mishloach Manos, Matanos Evyonim. Now, I'm all in favor of feeding the poor, and in fact, we do that all year. We have a mitzvah called tzedakah that we're supposed to do all year round. And it's really great to show gratitude and friendship to people, but what in the world does that have to do with Purim? Doesn't seem to be the message of the day. We should do things like this all the time, but to formulate specific and detailed obligations to do so specifically on this day is difficult to correlate with the actual theme of the day. And finally, the obligation that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch records to become intoxicated to the point, Ad Delo Yada Ben Arham LeBaruch Mordechai, is aside from how surprising it is that we have such a halacha, the formulation is very striking also. You know, on the levels of drunkenness, I'm sure there's got to be some chart in some fraternity in some university somewhere of the various levels of drunkenness that a person can achieve. Certainly in halacha we have such a thing as levels of drunkenness. To be no longer be able to be midaber lefnei amelech, it's a certain level of drunkenness. To be at shichruso shalot, that's the ultimate level of drunkenness. Why would we use this type of formulation? That you get to the level of drunkenness, Ad Delo Yada Ben Orahaman LeBaruch Mordechai. There are lots of levels of drunkenness. That's not typically one of them. What message are Chazal trying to convey to us by using such cryptic language of Agada to teach what is essentially a halacha? It's halacha psuka, and yet we're using lashonos of agada to describe this halacha. So I saw Rav Matzio Solomon Shlita answers all these questions by elaborating on an idea that the Gemara Masech HaShabbos teaches us. Gemara Masech HaShabbos tells us, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim means, Kimu ma'she kiblu kvar. Meaning that Purim is a day of Kabbalah HaTorah. We already were Mekabel the Torah, and that's why we celebrate Shavuos every year, for the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. But we were Mekayim Mashe Kiblu Kvar. It was a reinvigorating that sense of Kabbalah HaTorah. It was a new Kabbalah HaTorah. And in elaborating on the bracha of Yisachar, who was the one chosen to dedicate his life to Torah, Rabbeinu Bechai notes that Yaakov uses the phrase Vayar Menucha Kitov, that Yisachar, in order to be able to be successful, had to be blessed with a sense of Menucha, a sense of tranquility, a sense of peace of mind. People can achieve a lot in Torah when we're not distracted by other things, when we have it, that sense of menucha, that sense of relaxation. You know, it's a phenomenon you've all experienced on some level in your lives that we've seen over the past couple of decades, that after high school, young men and women go to Eretz Yisrael for a year or for 2 years or for however many years, and all of a sudden, you know, as a high school Rebbe, it used to be something that I would look at with a certain level of frustration. You know, here we have these kids in 4 years in high school and all these years of elementary school, and we're putting all our blood, sweat, and tears into them, and, you know, all of this work, and the growth is like incremental. It's like very, and then they go away for a year. It's not even a year. We call it a year. They go away for like 6 months, you know, between Sukkot. Nothing happens before Sukkot. Between Sukkot and Pesach. For 6 months, and all of a sudden they have payas by their ear. I don't even know how they grew that fast, let alone made the decision to grow that fast. And everything, all of a sudden, like they're on fire with learning, and everything is all exciting about Yiddishkeit. How does that happen? What changed? What are we doing so wrong here, and what are they doing so right over there? And you get the sense that it's just being away, and you know, maybe it's. Not very Zionistic of me to not attribute it all to the Kedushas HaAretz and to the... But I'm not sure if it has to do with Kedushas HaAretz per se. That's certainly an element. I think a lot of it is just, there's a certain menucha. You don't have the pressure of grades in most yeshivas in Israel. The girls do, but the guys don't. The distractions of television and the computer, at least in my time, certainly wasn't the same. Nowadays it's pretty bad again. Challenging relationships that people have sort of sometimes can fall away. Certainly challenging family relationships are less, you know, something that people don't have to face on a daily basis. So I'm not sure if it's a viridari Yisrael machim. I think it just might be a sense of not having to really worry about much else. There's just a sense of menucha. And that lends itself to tremendous Torah growth. When a person is able to focus because there's nothing else that's really distracting. So Rabbeinu Bechai notes that in the same breath that we ask for Torah leadership each and every day, Hashiva Shavtenu Kivarishonu V'yotzenu Kivadchila, we also ask for peace of mind and focus. V'aser mimenu yagon v'anacha. Hashem, take away the yagon v'anacha. Take away the distractions, the disturbances, because the two go hand in hand. It's underrated, the level of mental health that's important in order to achieve in Torah, in order to achieve in a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Just to be peaceful with ourselves, to be comfortable with ourselves, to not be anxious, to not be nervous, to not be depressed, to not be distracted. A sense of menuchas hadas, of yishuv hadas. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim teaches about what the purpose of Yemosa Mashiach is. We want Mashiach now. What do we want? What are we waiting for? Why is Yemosa Mashiach so important? And the Rambam doesn't speak about Jewish political power or world domination. You know, what the United Nations is going to look like once Mashiach comes, where every resolution is going to be to complement Israel. You know, he doesn't talk about things like that. The Rambam maintains that there will be peace for Eretz Yisrael while the world continues to operate as normal. That's part of what Yemos HaMashiach. But why? Why do we want that so badly? So he says, lo nisavu achachamim vanaviyim yimos haMashiach lo kedei sheyishlutu al kol haolam. The reason we want yimos haMashiach is not because we're interested in ruling the world, v'lo kedei sheyeredu ba'akum, not because we want to lord over the idolaters, v'lo kedei sheyinasu osama amim, nor that because we need to be complimented or raised up by the nations, v'lo kedei lechol v'lishos l'smoach, and not because we want to eat and drink and celebrate, Ella. Rather, the reason is, listen to a Rambam, kedei sheyu pnuyim b'torah v'chachmasa, v'lo yelem noges v'mevatel. That we should be free to focus on Torah and its wisdom and those things that are nuisances to us, that are mevatelas, that take us away, that distract us, won't be there anymore. We need Mashiach, we need peace. The reason we yearn for all of this is so that we can learn Torah. And Torah can only flourish when we have a sense of menuchas hanefesh. In the words of Chazal, Shmaitza Bayit Tzulusa, learning requires a clear head. That explains the Rambam's emphasis in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, Achidush, he says, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael, Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. Every Jew is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Ashir. Whether he's poor or whether he's rich. Achidush. If you're poor, you have to learn. If you're rich, you have to learn. Bein Shalim B'Gufo, Bein Bal Yisurin. If you're sick, you have to learn. If you're healthy, you have to learn. Bein Bachur. Bein Shayizak and Gadol, Shatashash Kocho. If you're young, you have to learn. If you're old, guess what? You have to learn. Rambam says a chiddush. It's like Rav Shechter once said, the Torah has a very shver mitzvah. We have to l'reach a kamocha. Tak a very shver. Like, you know, a chiddush. It's not so shver. Why is this such a chiddush? Every Jew has to do, yeah, you have to learn, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. You have children, you don't have children, you have to learn. You have a lot of money, you have a little money, you have to learn. Yom v'layla, you have to learn. Where's the Rambam that says that whether you're sick or healthy, rich or poor, you're obligated in tefillin? Whether you're sick or healthy, rich or poor, old or young, you're obligated in sukkah. Why doesn't the Rambam say that? But by Talmud Torah, he has to say, achidish, matzah. He doesn't know, of course. But by Talmud Torah, it's a chiddush. Why? So Rav Matzio explains. Talmud Torah can only be achieved with a sense of menucha. So there's a hava amina that somebody who doesn't have menucha in his life can't do Talmud Torah. And shetaka bipater. And therefore the Rambam teaches. Not that Torah can be achieved without menucha. No, that's not what his chiddush is. His chiddush is no matter where you are in life, you have to find that menucha. Because it's true, ein achinami. Talmud Torah is only going to be achieved if you're able to find a sense of menucha. But instead of looking at every setback, at every challenge in life, as another excuse why I can't learn, we have to figure out how to overcome that and not allow it to grate on us, and to eat at us, and to distract us. We have to find a sense of menucha. Rav Soloveitchik used to describe when he was older and he was suffering from various maladies. Certainly when he was suffering from cancer earlier in his life, that with all the pain that he had, it goes away when he says shir. It goes away. What? That means the pain isn't real? No, it's real. But we need to find that place. That place that we can escape to in our minds. Where we have that menucha. When the Rambam describes what will change in Yimos HaMashiach to enable us to focus on learning, he writes, Lo yesham, lo ra'av, lo melchamav, lo kinav v'tachrus. He lists those things that are impediments to menuchas hanefesh. He says, that's what we're waiting for. It's just going to be so much easier. Maybe that helps us, says Rav Matisyahu, answer the questions that we started with. Purim is celebrated not on the day of the miracle, it's celebrated the day after the miracle. Because the celebration is not a celebration just of the defeat of our enemy. We're celebrating the menucha that resulted from that defeat of our enemy. We're celebrating the fact that now Jews could relax. And now that we could relax, we can have a new Kabbalah Satorah. Torah could mean something else to us. It could be understood on a deeper level. It's explicit in the Megillah. V'noach bar ba'asar bav. Va'asar so yomishta v'simcha. V'yehudim asher b'shusha nikolu b'shlosha asar bav. U'bar ba'asar bav. V'noach mechamisha asar bav. Va'asar so yomishta v'simcha. It's all about resting. They rested. We celebrate the Kabbalah Satorah that can only be experienced through that sense of menucha. So Chazal sat down to formulate the mitzvah Sayom. And they wanted to create not just a day where we recall a story that happened. Not just a day where we celebrate like every other day by having a meal. They wanted to create a certain sense of support. A sense of camaraderie. A sense of feeling that there are other people with me, that there are other people behind me, that there are other people that care about me. Because ultimately, that provides a person with a very great sense of comfort wherever he may be in life, and whatever he's doing in life. We need to experience a day that there won't be kinavatachus, as the Rambam describes. What's going to be missing in Yimus HaMashiach? The pettiness and the jealousies. We need that to go away. Because those things tend to consume us. As stupid as they are, they tend to consume us. So what's going to make those things go away? Mishlach manos, matanos levyonim. And maybe Adelo Yada Ben Ar Hamel Baruch Mordechai teaches that the celebration of Purim can only be appreciated so long as we still realize that the celebration is about the Baruch Mordechai. It's not about the Arar Haman, per se. Haman's downfall in its own right, if that's all it were just the downfall of an enemy, well then another enemy will rise. If that's all it's about. If that's all we're celebrating. That this one is gone. So there will be another one. There was never any shortage. No, we celebrate the Baruch Mordechai. It's not the nefilah of our Oyev. We celebrate the new Kabbalah Satorah that was led by Mordechai and the Torah leadership. And a person gets to the point that he can no longer tell the difference between the two. He can't tell the difference between the downfall of his enemy and his own success. And what the downfall of his enemy can mean, not just because it's the downfall of an enemy, but because it's his own success. Because it's something that's meaningful to his own growth. Once you get to that point, you're putter from drinking anymore. That's the point where we start to lose the message. So a person drinks only, celebrates only till that point, but not beyond that point. The message, perhaps, certainly Rav Matzio's message of Purim, is yes, it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah, but Kabbalah Satorah doesn't just mean, and it means this also, but it doesn't just mean I'm going to double down on my commitment to my Siddurim. I'm going to make sure I'm here on time and I'm learning Basmada 60 minutes an hour. It doesn't just mean that. It means that our minds have to be clear of all the things that take us away from our learning. Our minds have to be clear from all the distractions, whether they be simple pettiness, whether it just be stupidity, pop culture, or even if it's real, even if it's something that's serious. We need to be able to find a certain menuchas ha-nefesh. And when we experience that menuchas ha-nefesh, we're ready to accomplish akimu v'kiblu ha-yehudim the way they were in the times of Mordechai and Esther.